This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to VAR You Serious. You will notice that this is not Cecil G. Thomas. Cecil is on a victory tour,
yeah,
despite having not played a single game of football with the AFTV lot in Kenya. It looks an absolute dream. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Maz.
Hello, mate. Yeah, I thought Cecil looked a bit different, but yeah, no.
Not that different, though, to be fair.
It's true. You've got a better-looking host now. So.
I know. That's what I thought. Also, maybe a better host. We'll find out by the end of the show.
Shots fired.
Nah, come on. It looks like an absolute joke what he's doing.
I know. It's outrageous, isn't it? It's like he's, like you said, it's like he's gone out there as part of the Arsenal squad and he's doing a victory tour. I don't really understand it, but fair play. Absolutely, fair play.
Looks like
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be worse, couldn't it? I've been good, mate. Been good. Yeah, just watched Spider-Man on the weekend. I'm on a bit of a cinema arc at the moment. So I watched Spider-Man on Saturday, got Odyssey tonight. So I'm very excited. I've heard good things.
How was Spider-Man?
Really good. I saw a few people saying it wasn't as good as the previous ones, but my missus hadn't seen the first three. So we did like a bit of a movie-thon on Friday where we watched them all in the lead up.
And very I thought, wholesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you get old. You get boring. So, it was good fun. I thought it was a really good film. There wasn't like an antagonist per se. No, there is. But it wasn't maybe your conventional one. Mm. And it weren't sort of like the main...
There wasn't a main baddie.
Yeah. Well, there is. But it's hard to explain. Watch it. Just go and watch it. It's great.
I'm probably not going to.
What?
I'm not about all of that.
You're not a Marvel fan.
Nah, I used to like Spider-Man when I was a young,
small child. Okay, so what you're trying to say is grow up.
I'm not saying grow up.
Grow up and watch a proper movie.
I've just got absolutely no interest in watching Tom Holland whiz around on strings.
On strings?
That's
got you on strings, I think.
It's got me on strings right inside my head. My mates hate Tom Holland.
Really? Why?
He's got a bit of annoyingness about him, I think.
In what way?
I don't know. He just seems a bit soft. Is that harsh?
It's a bit harsh, yeah. No, I think he sounds like a nice lad.
All right. Spurs fan.
That is a markdown.
Do you know that's why I don't like him? I've realised. I remembered why I don't like him. No, nothing to do with Spurs. One of my main hates in life is celebrities who clearly aren't that interested in football, pretending that they love football a lot. And then trying to speak about it like they're a proper fan.
That's fair. It's like, dude, that is fair,
you've been, you've been in LA
sort of
in Hollywood
in out,
since you were 5 years old. Yeah. There's no way you've properly been Spurs. I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
No, that's a very fair point. He does seem to dip in and out. And he sort of chooses when he wants to do his Spurs quips, which...
It's
suspect,
not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Anything else you got for us?
No, mate, it's been good. Sun's out,
can't really complain.
Exactly, life's good.
For ages, hasn't it?
It's mad. I was literally saying this the other day. I was like, are we going to have some rain at some point?
Someone said to me the other day, one of my mates told me that this is going to be the least hot summer for the future. As in, like, it's only going to get hotter.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Global
warming for you, mate.
I know global warming and climate change does seem to be a problem. There's obviously fires going on everywhere. I hope everyone's safe, but it's nice though, isn't it?
Me and my partner were saying this. We were like, we'd rather this than all the rain that comes down usually. So
100%. Yeah. And like, obviously people are always like, oh yeah, but what about your great, great, great grandkids? I'm just not going to know them though. Do you know what I mean? It's just not really.
It's like that Michael Jordan movie. F those kids.
It's really not my problem. Like, it's my kids or maybe my grandkids. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. But when they're going on about great, 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 anything could happen in that line.
I saw something brilliant. It was something like, if good on them if that does happen to my grandkids, because they might be, like, if they turn out soft. I'm quite happy that happens to them.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That's a bit harsh. Yeah, you won't know. It's a good point. You won't know them. But, I mean, listen, it is pretty mental what's happening.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, the world is literally on fire. No, literally.
It's insane, yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good, no.
It's not good.
But nice summer.
You can't complain all the time. Do you know what I mean? You've got to find the silver lining. Yes, the world's on fire, but we've had
a great summer.
So
exactly. You've got to look at the positives, eh?
Bro, I've got to talk to you about something as well.
Oh,
I was doing before the show. I was trying to do my income and expenditure, my tax. I've got a serious spending problem.
Do you?
Whoa, I'm looking at, because I've had a good few months, right? You know, it's not that.
Yeah,
not,
you've enjoyed life.
I've had a good few months.
Been in America as well?
Been in America. I've had some high paid gigs. I've like earned more money than I earned in a lot of like the rest of my career. I haven't saved a single penny of it, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know what I'm doing.
So what's your main expenditure?
Do you know what? I spend a lot on like comfort and convenience. I'll get Ubers quite a lot. Mm. I'll get takeaways quite a lot.
Yeah, okay.
But it just seems to...
I think that's okay. I think considering you're a young lad, enjoy yourself. Yeah. And then when you're looking to buy a house, you know, you're doing all the adult stuff, you've got a kid, all that kind of stuff, that's when you need to set it down.
But so you're saying just spaff it?
Mate, just have a good time, mate. Right, enjoy yourself.
Good point, fine. I'm glad I spoke to you about it before I spoke to anyone else.
Yeah, you missed it there, guy. You better not spend any money. But no, look, I used to be really frugal, like growing up, like so tight. That's all because my Iranian heritage. My parents would always teach me, like, money, like, keep your money. But as I got older, it's weird. I've actually gone the other way. I've actually then become a bit more or less like, oh, actually, don't worry. Money comes and goes. That's my biggest thing. Money comes and goes. So just as long as you're not doing it, like, if you're gambling and doing some crazy stuff. Yeah. Chill out a bit watch what you're spending, but aside from that, enjoy your life.
It's interesting that, actually, because I had a similar situation when I was younger, where before my granddad died when I was 18, we didn't, relatively to like the area that we lived in and the school that I went to and people I knew, we relatively didn't have that much money. So younger I was a lot more frugal, like you say.
I think
my granddad died, and then I sort of saw my parents, like, obviously he left an inheritance to my mum, and then I sort of saw them sort of spaffing money, going out to eat all the time, and I was like, hold on, that's way better. That's way better than what we were doing before.
No, it's true. No, you're bang on, though. Growing up, we were like a very working class family, didn't have much like budgeting and making sure that we were just basically had enough money to survive. And now, obviously, I've got a decent income. Enjoy life, like, I don't see the harm in it. As long as you're not going crazy.
Yeah. Just watch. Okay, that's good then. So clothes and food and Ubers and then everything else.
Maybe just keep a tab on it.
Yeah. I think the Ubers is unnecessary.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so what? I can just cycle.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I spent on line bike last year? I was doing my thing. £1,200 on line bike last year.
On line bikes?
Yeah.
Where are you 900 going? Trips. Where are you going?
You're just everywhere.
Doing Tour de France around the UK. He spent $1,200 on life.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is mental.
It's just mental.
They're great fun, though. I love them. They are. They're good. Love a line bike.
Probably the best way to travel around them.
100%. 100%. Especially in this weather.
Yeah, beautiful. Although I don't feel like the bikes and the cars really have much respect for you.
No.
So you've got to really keep
your wits. You're like a nuisance on the road.
Yeah, you are.
But I was going to say it's also cost effective, but maybe not for you. I don't know what you're doing.
Not if you're line bike everywhere.
Travelling from London to Birmingham, probably. Somehow. Don't know how that works, but yeah.
Right, should we talk football? Yeah, it's not that much to talk about, is it?
It's a bit of a dead period, isn't it?
It's a dead period. So we'll do a little bit of the
transfers. Pre-season friendlies and transfers.
Yeah, pre-season friendlies, transfers. Where have you been? Where have Brighton been?
So we were meant to go to France. I don't know if you saw, but the Trump landed, crashed his helicopter on our training pitches, so we had to move from France to Austria.
What?
Yeah, did you not hear about this? G7 summit.
No, talk to me.
I don't know the full ins and outs. I don't know the full ins and outs. But essentially, they had a G7 summit where we were meant to train.
Right.
And one of the helicopters crashed on the pitch. I don't know if it was like a full-on crash, but they essentially damaged the pitches, so we couldn't use them. So we had to move to Austria.
Absolutely mental.
Bonkers, isn't
it? So you're in Austria now?
Yeah, we're in Austria.
Playing anyone decent or just...
No. So I think the training camp's there, and then we've got a few friendlies against Italian sides. We've got Bologna and another side as well, but at the Amex, I think that is. So I think we're having a training camp in Austria. And then coming back.
Do you ever go to the preseason games?
No, I'm not that busy.
I've
got a life.
Yeah.
I'm not that busy.
I respect
to anyone who goes. And actually, do you know what? It's a bit of fun. Like, for example, who was it in Lake Como? The Palace were in Lake Como. Yeah. I mean, that's a great trip, isn't it? Yeah, to go to Lake Como. It looks unreal. So, yeah, I don't begrudge anyone. Just not for me. Not my cup of tea.
That's the problem, you know. When I was younger, obviously, City used to go to places like Germany. You could get a little trip. They go to Amsterdam. You get a little trip. No, it's like Hong Kong.
But you like Amsterdam,
yeah? It's a good little do. I mean, it was about six.
Right. Okay, yeah, maybe. No, but now
it's like those brownies. It's Hong Kong, it's China. It's like, it's just unaffordable for
me. No, you're right.
And I get it, because I'm looking at the stadium in Hong Kong and I'm seeing it's like 70% sky blue. And I'm like, I understand it. It's bringing in money for the club. But
it's a business move, yeah.
But it's frustrating, because like, it would be great to just have like a little weekend in Portugal with 100%. The lads and you're going to watch City. It's like a little bit of an away
day. 100%. I completely get the allure of it. Yeah. It's just not for me.
No, not for me either. Talk about some transfers then.
Go on.
Spurs interested in Liverpool's Cody Gakpo.
It's an interesting one, that. Mm. I don't know how I feel about Gakpo. I do feel there's a player in there. I think
somewhere.
I think there is. I think he gets a bad rap, Gakpo. I feel like he does get harshly criticised. But I don't know. Is he like the number nine? Like, is he a number nine, number one? No.
It's hard to know what he is, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a bit of an enigma, isn't he, in that sense? And also, is he going to get you the goals?
He was really good in the first Arne Slot season, yeah. wasn't he? And then really bad in the second one.
That's what was confusing for me. It's like, where's that player gone from
but
the first
season? That
was
everyone, though. No one at Liverpool was good last year. And I think like a lot of people just said it and then went into like analysing football. Mm. But obviously, like having your mate and teammate die, it must be absolutely 100%. Mad. I mean, like for us, like if anyone on like the midnight shoot died, right, the next few shoots would be absolutely horrible.
100%.
Bearing
yeah.
in mind, we spend what, like 2 days every month with those blokes. They spend every single day together. But, like, it must be mental.
As cliche as it sounds, it's like your family member dying.
Yeah, it really is.
Like you said, you're with them from, what, 6 days a week, seven yeah. days a week sometimes? Like, it depends on... Yeah, I just feel like it is 100% a massive impact. And I think that was underplayed a tiny bit.
I think it was underplayed.
Also, a lot of people were like, oh, come on, mate, like, that happened 6 months ago. It's like, yeah, but someone dying doesn't just end 6 months. It's not like an expiry date of grief, is there?
And also, like, if there is... It's definitely not 6 months.
No, 100%.
You've got a couple of years.
100%, yeah. So I think it was massively downplayed in that sense. And yeah, I feel like it did have a huge impact on Liverpool. And it'll be, yeah, interested on Gakpo. I just don't know, first of all, how he fits into that Spurs side. And does he bring you the amount of goals that they require from like an out-and-out number nine? Because when Harry Kane left, they just never replaced him, did it? Really?
Never.
They've got, what, Matthijs Tel now? And it's like...
Dominic Solanke.
Dominic Solanke, yeah.
Is crazy
he's just not, and he's just not done it.
No.
So, yeah, I think since they... Since Harry Kane left, they just haven't been able to find that out-and-out number nine who can bring them those goals. And I don't think Gakpo's the answer.
No,
personally.
I don't think he's the answer. I mean, they're spending money as well.
But he's a good player.
Savinho,
I think,
as well.
Yeah, Savinho's mental. We
I
spoke
mean,
about
130
this, didn't we?
Million basically is what it'll cost for Gakpo and Savinho.
Yeah, that's insane. That's, but money doesn't matter, does it?
Money doesn't matter. But if it did matter,
no,
that is crazy.
That's insane.
Right?
That's crazy. And Savinho's bang average, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Bang average. Gakpo, I'd say he's in the tier of like from bang. Let's say bang average is there and like. Elite is there. He's like there, I'd say.
Yeah, he's in the middle.
Do you know what I mean? He's in the middle.
He's
like,
a good player.
I think he'd be a great signing. I just don't think that's what they need.
I suppose he's probably a Spurs player.
Yeah.
He probably aligns with the club.
That is actually
are.
A fair point, yeah.
Well, you made a really interesting point last week that we've glossed over massively. When De Zerbi came into Spurs, I thought, oh, there's a really, really top manager. You obviously had him at Brighton and you don't rate him as highly.
No. I want to put it on record. No, he was unbelievable for us. He got us European football. We played some of our best football under De Zerbi. Like, there was a lot of credit for Robert De Zerbi. However, he's a hothead and he loses his composure. Like, what I've noticed is he'll come in to a club for a couple of seasons and then he'll want it his way or the highway. There's no two ways about it. Either I get the players I want to play the system I want to play. Like, it's just all on his terms, which is great to an extent.
If it works.
And then we saw in the season that he left, we had a massive drop off. We didn't play as good football as we were the season before. It seems like he has like a 2-3 season syndrome where he'll have a great first one or two seasons and then after that he just sort of loses his head and doesn't really know. I think he might just get bored. Like, he's just one of those managers where he's like, I've sort of done what I wanted to come and do. Because at Brighton he got a European football. That was, apart from getting Champions League. Yeah, that's insane for a club our stature to get European football. Unbelievable. And we play some, like I said, some fantastic football. But then it seems like he sort of either gets bored or he wants a new challenge. And that's what I worry about Spurs. He might have a good season this season and maybe the next, but then after that he sort of loses his head a little bit. So that's my only worry with him, is that I think he's a very good manager. I don't know if he's elite.
I suppose he's only on a two-year contract, isn't he? So
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what they can expect. I don't know who else they would get.
But I've seen some really good, like, just looking online, like a lot of Spurs fans that I follow have been really impressed by him. Apparently in pre-season they've looked a completely different team. Yeah. Seems like he's got them playing really well. So I'll be interested to see with Spurs. I think they've signed some really good players, like Tonali, Fernandes. Who else is this? Van Heek. I'm a big fan
good
of
signing.
Yeah, really good signing. I think Senesi, another good footballer. Like, I think they've signed some really good players.
Yeah,
they've actually done some really good
if
business.
If I was a Spurs 100%. Fan, I would be very, very excited. Yeah. We'll do proper predictions in a bit. After this break, we're going to do rant of the week. I should have told you beforehand, so you have a little think about it, and I will rant about something. Right. I've ranted about it before, a few minutes ago, but I want to give it its full credit it deserves.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.
Right, Cecil's not here, which means that I can go full-blooded. Cecil, for me, as much as I love the bloke, he's too positive.
Yeah,
you can't be that positive all the time. There's got to be something that annoys you. And I ask him for his rant, and it's never wholehearted.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
He loves life too much. You've got to be negative. It's the Northern in me. You've got to be negative.
Yeah.
And the one
You're
thing,
very good at this, to be fair. You love
just,
a rant.
Oh, mate, there are just some things that I hate.
Go on.
And I mentioned it before with the Tom Holland thing.
Mm.
And it is just generally non-footballing people pretending that they love football to enhance their careers. What I really, really hate is that Hollywood stars pretending that you're still like the man of the people and you still know about football, and then you get asked a question and it's like, who's your favourite player? It's like, oh, Harry Kane. It's like, yeah, but he left 3 years ago. So that's not really the question anymore. Tell us an actual player who you've seen over the last 3 years play. And they don't know. And then they'll just go, oh, Sonny, I love Sonny. Yeah, but again, mate, he doesn't play anymore. So it's like, you're so obviously just... It's a culture vulture.
But how do you, like, quantify, like, what makes a good fan? Being so, like, Tom Holland, because he doesn't... So if he doesn't go to games and doesn't watch them on a regular, he's not a fan.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I agree. Yes. No, I'm asking the question, but I agree. Yeah.
I've spoken to Cecil about this before, and this is slightly off topic, but there's a hierarchy of fans. You have your match-going fans. Mm-hmm. Really what you have is you have your away fans. They're right at the top of the hierarchy.
I agree,
the ones who travel all around Europe. And I'm in the middle of that. I'm between that rung and then the next rung, which is your season ticket holders. Then you've got your fans who watch it on TV. Then you've got your abroad fans who will wake up and watch it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got everyone else.
Yep. No, I agree with that.
And that is a massive hierarchy. And I personally believe that, like, so I will go in. I started this business, right? I started being a content creator as a City fan like a couple of years ago. And I was made to debate with people who don't even live in the same city that their club is from. Mm. Like, I'm debating Man United fans from North London who've been to Old Trafford 3 times. Like, in good faith, Maz, I can't do that. Yeah. We are not the same. Mm. You can't talk to me about your passion for the club. You can't take the piss out of City for not filling the Etihad when you don't go to Old Trafford.
No, I agree with a lot you're saying. It's like with Liverpool fans, isn't it? If you're a Scouser but don't have the accent, for example, our good friend AGT gets a lot of stick online because he doesn't have the accent to go along with supporting Liverpool, which I think is a bit harsh because he literally lives in Liverpool.
He's grown up. Proves the rule. That's the thing.
But there you go. So there are some cases that do
100%
go past that. So I think I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. My only grievance is, like, you know when they go like, oh, you can't talk about football if you don't go to the games. I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Because some people have limitations to what they... 100%. Yeah, it's like if they can go to games...
There's financial limitations, there's geographical 100%. Limitations.
100%. As we know now, the price of football now, they're just pricing... Of course. Hey, my season ticket costs over $1,000 or like something mental. Yeah, it's mental. At Brighton.
It does more than double, man.
There you go. So like to watch Brighton of Albion, I've got to pay nearly $1,000 to watch it. I'm paying, I think it's my direct episode, like £90 a month, something like that.
That is pretty mental.
It's insane.
That is crazy.
And so like... I'm lucky I can do that, but a lot of fans aren't. So I think that's my only that's my only thing I want to say with this whole like hierarchy and who's allowed to talk about football and who's not kind of thing. I feel like everyone's allowed to talk about football, but I agree with you. Like if you're having a debate with someone or if you're having like a full on football discussion, I think you do need to have someone who either goes to games or has a basic understanding. Like, do you know what I want to start doing? I want to start doing a 2-factor authorization, right? So when you talk to someone about football, give me 10 kick-ups.
Yeah.
Give me 10 kick-ups. And then...
Same foot or they're allowed to use both feet?
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, do whatever they want.
Just 10 kick-ups. Just give me 10 kick-ups. Cool. You can't do 10 kick-ups as question marks, right? 10 kick-ups, and then I'm going to ask you one quiz question, like any time in history of football. If you get past those two, we'll chat.
Right, let's do it. Pretend I've just done 10 quick kick-ups. Okay. Give me the quick quiz question.
Let's go with who... Give me one defender who's won the Ballon d'Or.
Nesta? Maldini?
No, it's an Italian centre-back, though. By the way, the answer is Cannavaro, if anyone.
Cannavaro, that's who I meant. Yeah, I meant that. Well, I will definitely edit that. Is it Cannavaro? It's Cannavaro, isn't it?
The fact you're editing this kills me.
Can do whatever
I want. Well done, mate. You passed the 2-factor authentication there.
The reason that I think there's such a hierarchy is because there's such a difference in opinion of those. So, like, any match-going fan, and this is, like, obviously a personal thing because it's about City as well. Any match-going fan who goes home and away, you see all of those forums on Twitter or on Facebook when they're talking about like the best away fans to come to their stadium or the best fans or the best atmosphere. City is always within the top sort of 3, 4, 5 in the Premier League. People always go, City have always had really... Anyone who goes to the games have always gone, City have always packed out our stadium. They've always been super loud. They've always had really loyal fans. And then anyone who doesn't go to the game, who watches football through the guise of social media, will be like, oh, City have no fans. It's some shit fans.
The empty ad and all that. Yeah.
And it's like, but your reality is so different from the truth. It's like there's no point in us even really talking on that level. I can't really communicate with you. If you'd been to a game, you would know that what you're 100%. Saying is completely infactual.
No, with that, I 100% agree. I think going on your point of the social media point as well, it's like, it's so true. What you see on social media is not real life. No. That's just a fact.
It's just silly.
And it's just and people can make narratives so easily. Uh-huh. One tweet bangs, and that's the narrative for the week. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, well, I saw that on social media, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, look, it's not real life. Like you said, if you go to a game and you're able to actually, you know, engross yourself in the actual football culture on a ground level, you'll see it's completely different to social media. So, no, I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
What's your run?
That you put me on the spot now, because I've been trying to rack my brain whilst we've been speaking. I actually can't think of anything right now. I'm the same as you, though. Like, if I've got something I'm passionate about it, I will go in.
Yeah.
Like, I very much agree with the whole, you know, if you've got something on your mind. Let me think. I'll come back to it.
Yeah, you
let
can
me
come
think
back
during
to
the
it.
Show, during the show.
You
and
can
then
come
I'll,
back to it. Yeah, what we'll do now, then, is we'll predict the Premier League season.
Okay. All right, cool.
So first of all, I'm going to ask you for your top four.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to ask you for your bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go through the teams in the league, and I just want you to give me one word preview for their season.
Okay.
So top Sounds four, good. In okay. order, what are you thinking?
All right. Arsenal, Manchester City. I think Chelsea are going to come fourth, but third, I think I'm going to go with Liverpool. So Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea.
Bottom three.
I'm sorry, but it's got to be the promoted sides. Is it
you think all three?
I think all three. I think they just don't have enough about them. Hull, Ipswich, and who's the other one? Hull, Ipswich.
Good football journalism.
Yeah,
I'm
look
sure
at this. We smashed it.
Hull, Ipswich.
Oh, Coventry.
Coventry.
Actually, do you know what? Coventry might, out of the three, Coventry is the one that I might, you know, think, okay, they could potentially do. I think Hull just don't have anything about them. The signings they've made, just not good enough. Ipswich, similarly. I know they've been linked with Nciso, but again, that's not enough for me to keep them up.
Yeah.
So those two for me are definites. Coventry is the question mark. Coventry is the question mark. Now, I think Lampard's actually a very good coach,
I
to be fair
class.
To him. Yeah, I think he's had a lot of undue, you know, criticism in the past, especially certain stints. I think, yeah, Derby done all right, to be fair. Got playoffs, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Coventry is my question mark. And then if I had to replace Coventry with anyone, who do I see maybe struggling next year? I'm trying to think who might have, like, who's sold loads of players and who's... Do you know what? Just for banter, I'm going to say Crystal Palace.
They could struggle, couldn't they?
They're not going to get relegated.
I don't think
but
get relegated.
Just for banter purposes.
Yeah, they could
Crystal
struggle.
Palace. Yeah.
Are they in Europe? They are. They're in the Europa League, aren't they? Because
yeah,
they won
the
Conference League.
Yeah.
Surprising how... I've always thought this about Palace. I mean, you will probably not understand this, but I don't understand why they can't attract better players. They're in London.
Mm.
They are a good, passionate fan base. They've got a great stadium. And they always do all right. They're in the Europa League now. Surely they should be getting... They should be looking at players that, like, the Spurs
yeah,
are
as much
going
as
for.
It hurts me. I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. They are a... I think just being in London is a massive plus,
massive
right? Like,
plus.
Huge. That I was able to... A lot of players were like, I want to live in London. And also, respectfully, and also because Brighton are very much this, they are a bit of a stepping stone club as well.
Yeah.
So I don't see that... I agree with you. Like, why wouldn't a player not be like, well, let's go to Crystal Palace for two or three seasons, prove my worth in the Premier League.
We're probably not going to go down. We'll play a little bit in Europe. The fans will love me.
100%. And then just move on. So,
yeah.
No, I agree. I'm surprised they don't attract and be able to retain players. But maybe that's why, because they just don't know. Yeah, their recruitment's actually really good.
Mm.
But it's just keeping hold of the players they struggle with. Similar to Brighton.
And they did, I mean, that whole Gay transfer, obviously we benefited from it, but that was just so stupid.
Mental.
Selling for 60 or selling halfway through the season for 20. Yeah. Why? Just keep him or don't.
It was brilliant.
The fact that they won the European Cup without him is actually
it's
so
insane.
Impressive.
Yeah, as much as it hurts me, they have done very well in the past couple of seasons.
So, I want you one word preview.
Let's go.
For these teams. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. So what is it? Is the word what I think they're going to do, or just the word to describe them?
So, for example, I'll say Arsenal. You might just want to say champions.
Yeah.
I might say City. You might think underwhelming or surprise.
Right.
I'll say
so in terms
Ipswich,
of what they're
going to
do next...
Shit.
Got you.
What are they? What do you? What is it, your one word prediction for how their season is going to go?
By the way, when I watch these on socials, people say sentences.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one word, right?
You're going to give me one word?
That's how the format works.
You know, if you need to give me two words to really
two
emphasize
words
the point,
right.
You're allowed
two,
to.
Okay, so
and I'm going to go in...
Alphabetical?
It sort of looks like it's alphabetical, but they've got Bournemouth at the top because of AFC Bournemouth. Very clever.
There you go.
Right then. Bournemouth.
Europe.
Arsenal.
Champions.
Aston Villa.
Ooh, underdogs.
Brentford.
Meh.
Brighton.
The boys.
Chelsea.
Surprise package.
Coventry.
Struggling.
Palace.
relegated.
Everton.
Everton. I like Everton. What will they do next season? I'm struggling with is it adjectives?
Yeah. All right, don't worry.
Struggling with adjectives here. Let's go with flying.
You think they're going to do well?
I think they'll do all right, yeah.
Fulham.
Oh, they're such a nothing club, aren't they? Boring.
Hull.
Relegated.
Ipswich.
Crap.
Leeds.
Actually, I want to swap that around. Hull, crap. Ipswich, relegated.
Leeds.
Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. Atmosphere.
Liverpool.
Resurgence. That's a good word.
Man City.
Front runners.
Man United.
They'll do well next season, I think. Let's go with Carnage.
Newcastle.
They're going to struggle next season, I think. Let's go with optimistic.
Explain.
There's the reason why I say optimistic, because they can still make transfers. I know they're struggling right now.
Yeah.
They can still make some transfers.
And they just signed a goal they've never heard of. Yeah, 30 mil.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah. But I've seen loads of people saying Pope, they're happy Pope's gone now. So, yeah. No, what's the opposite of optimism? Pessimism. Yeah. All right, pessimism.
Oh, so the complete just opposite. Flipped it, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, that's cool. Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest. Oh, crazy, because of Marinakis.
Sunderland.
They're a great club. And they've got Europe. Let's go with exciting. It's an exciting season for them. Spurs. Can't get any worse.
Literally can't get any worse, can it? No. Well, they could go down.
They could get worse.
They could go down, let's be honest.
It can't get any worse.
It can.
No, I think they'll do well next year. Yeah. But maybe it might surprise for top four, actually. Might swap Chelsea out for them.
For Spurs? Mm. Yeah, I think there's a good chance.
It's too big of a gap.
I think Sunderland could struggle.
Just with European football?
Yeah, they've got European football. I don't know if they've got that many signings. I mean, they're keeping Granit Xhaka, which I think is really
huge.
Huge.
100%.
And they need that.
In a European season as well.
Yeah, in a European season. I'll go to a break. Do you remember the honesty box we had last time?
Yes.
We can flip it.
All right.
You ask me one.
Ooh.
I'll ask you one.
Okay.
And then you can ask me one.
All right.
If any of us don't answer,
there's a forfeit.
There's a forfeit. And the forfeit is a story which has to be put up on Instagram for a whole hour without any rebuttal, without any deleting. And that can be put up from the other person.
Sounds good.
We'll do that after this.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.
It's still not Cecil G. Thomas. Kim Kattari and Maz here. It's time for Honesty Box, Maz.
Let's do it.
Because you get to ask two and I get to ask one, and I'm doing that as a favour to you because we did ask you three questions last week.
Pretty tough ones, and we
sprung it upon you.
Yeah.
Almost unnecessarily. I will let you ask two questions so you can go first. Remember the rules, total honesty. Mm-hmm. If you refuse to answer the question, you have to do a forfeit.
Okay. All right. When was the last time you cried?
Oh. Wow, that's more of a memory question because I'm actually quite happy to answer if I can remember. Right, so,
you know, there's a lot of toxic masculinity out there. I'll be honest.
There's a scene, there's a particular speech in the last sort of 45 minutes of the Odyssey where Odysseus is talking to his wife, and I was a little bit hungover when I was watching it. And you know, your emotional defences are already a little bit low.
Yeah.
And I just thought, because I studied the Odyssey at uni, it also like took me back to that time. It was a bit like reminiscent, and it was just acted so well by Matt Damon. I had a little tear in my eye.
Man, I cry at films all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like a full-on whale cry. It was just a tear in my eye. The last time I full-on whale cried, sometimes, I'll be honest, on a Sunday morning, sometimes I just want to cry. So I'll go on TikTok, and let me just find out the name of the bloke.
Do you watch like those inspirational videos where like they give money to like?
Yeah. It's one of them. Yeah.
He's class.
It's one of them.
I think I was trying to talk about. Yeah. He's class.
And I just.
Mate, they're well emotional, those ones.
Zachary Derenovsky. Yeah.
He's class.
And he's just amazing. And he just goes around to these poor.
Yeah, if no one's watching, search him up on socials. He's class.
And I just love them. The reaction of the other people is just amazing. So,
my only thing is, we're getting to a point now where like a lot of them are set up. But that's okay. He's still doing a great thing. But I used to like the ones where it was like raw and just random people, but now it's all set up.
What I've realized is they're not set up by the people who are getting the money. They're set up by the friends of the people.
Yeah, which is fair.
Which is fair.
It's like back in the day, what was it? What was that show they used to do? Yeah, similar. There was a show back in the day where they used to basically get their friends to submit why they deserve.
Yeah, cash.
So fair play.
When was the last time you cried? I know it's not really part of the game, but just intrigued.
Similarly to you, mate. I think it was a film. I cry at films all the time.
Me too.
And social media. Similar to you, yeah. I'll see a video like about a poor child like needing help, and they raise money for them. One literally the other day they raised 1.5 million for this poor child who was going was all hooked up to machinery and stuff, like really struggling with day to day living, and it was just really emotional. Yeah, so mate, I'll cry. I generally, do you know what I think? The reason why I ask the question, because I want to say genuinely for me, crying I think is a great tool, as in like any pent up emotions you have, it's just a nice release. I think as men as well, people struggle to talk about emotions, and I generally think talking, number one, is my number one therapy, but number two, because there's so much like pent up.
How much
emotion
better do you feel after a cry?
You feel amazing.
You feel a million times better.
Exactly. Do it. It's great. It's great.
Cry people more.
100% cry.
Should we get that on t-shirts? Actually,
that could be our. We could sell quite a few. Cry more. But I think it's probably more like people thinking we're probably taking the piss. Cry more.
That's the social media again.
That's it. That's
everything
it.
Up for us.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, no.
They just corrupt our minds.
Honestly,
but no, crying's great.
I love crying. I always feel so good after a cry.
You do, because I think there's some kind of science behind it that 100%. I think when you releases some kind of endorphins or something that allows you to feel better.
100%. God, now I've got to think of a horrible question for you.
Yeah.
No,
I've gone on the wholesome one, and then you've just gone.
I'll think of a nice question. When was the last time you thought about quitting this industry and getting a real job?
That's a great question. And not that long ago, really. About a year ago or so, year and a half ago, maybe. Basically, so I've been freelance for like 2 years now. About 6 months in, I had a sit down with myself, and I was like, is this what I want to do? So for a bit of context, I used to be at Lab Bible, worked in a big team. I had loads of people around me, loads of creatives. It was a great environment to be creative, like all that kind of stuff. So then you go from that to being on your own, sat in a room. Well, I've got like a little office room. Sat in my office room with like an edit in front of me. And I'm like, and also at the time, work was a bit slow. So I was like, was this the right? First, I was questioning, was it the right move? Did I leave? Yeah. Like, should I have left? All these questions pop up in your head. But I think that's very normal. And then, and then the next one was like, right, do I just go back to like an office job? Do I go work in a media company somewhere? But then I looked on, then I flipped it and I was like, well, I've got, what I have now is amazing.
Yeah.
I get to wake up when I want. I don't have a boss that I've got to report into. I can create what I want to create. I don't have any red tape on what I can create. There's a lot of red tape when I was at Lab Bible, because they were like, well, we've got processes, we've got things you have to buy to, et cetera, et cetera. And like product development, or whatever, 6 months down the line, we might do it. And I'm like, but I want to do it now. I'm one of those people, I just want to get things done now. So the freedom I have right now, creatively and financially and just in my life, is amazing. Yeah. And I don't think I could ever go back now to the 9-to-5, which is nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. It was actually, I used to love it, because like I said, I was surrounded by people. But yeah, I just had that sit down with me, like about 6 months into my freelance life, like, am I doing the right thing? Is work, am I getting enough work? Is this sustainable, essentially? Because we all got bills to pay, that kind of stuff. But I sat, and then within a week, I was like, this is great, I'm back. It was so funny, within a week.
You just get a text for one job, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm desirable again.
That's literally it. That's literally what it is. And one thing I've learned, the biggest thing, if you're working in content, is just relevancy is so key.
Yeah.
That's why you just always got to be posting. And it's cliche, I hate that, because everyone's like, you've got to post like 8 times a day. And it's like, well, no, let's chill out a bit. Yeah. But I think, unfortunately, because someone new's coming every day, tomorrow there'll be someone new on social media. The whole commodity's going to be tomorrow. So I just feel like you do have to keep yourself relevant. And that's one thing I didn't do, because I was getting branded work and I wasn't working on my personal portfolio. One suggest to people going freelance, keep on top of your personal 100%. Your personal profile, because then that will lead into the branded stuff.
100%.
Right, my final one to you. Do I go deep? Do I go deep?
You ask me whatever you want.
I'm trying to think. What's juicy? What do people want to know? What do the FUBAR listeners want to know about yourself, Kim? Let's go with, what was your most embarrassing relationship moment? So what's your relationship? What was your most embarrassing moment?
God, honestly.
But you got a catalogue, have you?
So many.
Do you know, if you'd ask me, generally, I can't think of many. I don't know if it's airable, number one. And number two, I mean, I do have one, which I don't mind sharing, but I won't be as, I'll be very vague with it.
You share yours, I try to have a think about mine.
I got caught. Okay, well, actually, technically, I wasn't with the person. Does that still count?
Yeah.
All right. It was like a situation. Anyway, I got caught in the women's urinals by security with the other person.
Women's urinals?
Yeah, in a nightclub with the other half.
All right. Really embarrassing. Did you get kicked out?
She was like, get out. She didn't kick me out of the club, which I was really shocked about. I was really surprised. I don't know why I did it. And again, I don't condone it. It's disgusting. It's actually vile.
Yeah, but sometimes when you got to go, you got
to
go.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah. That, I had to go to the toilet. I had to go. I was desperate.
There's nothing you can do sometimes.
Yeah, so that was it. Was a low point.
Yeah, that's
but it's a bit of a story. Yeah, she literally, sure. Sorry, that's about that. She literally went over the thing and was like, what? And I was like, this is so, I was so embarrassed. I was like, honestly, I was like, What
was the scene that she was confronted with?
Thankfully, I think we were all good at this point.
Yeah, okay.
So we were okay, but it was still the fact she's literally gone like that.
Yeah.
And gone, what are you guys doing in here? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I just opened the door and she's like, get out. And I was like, yeah, Fez. And she's like, you're lucky I'm not kicking you out of the club. And it was, Oceana. It was an Oceana nightclub.
Where?
That's how bad it was. In Plymouth.
In Plymouth?
Yeah.
Wow, that is, okay.
Shambles.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Shambles.
Oh, God, right, let me try.
There you go. It wasn't in my question.
Good story. That's a good story, isn't it? I'm trying to think. There have been quite a few disasters that I've had, but I don't know if they're particularly relatable to relationships.
Okay, let's just do, because I wasn't with the person I was with, but it was still maybe okay with another person involved. There you go. Any standout?
Oh,
there you go.
My God.
Okay. Now we're talking.
I don't even know how to tell this on the radio.
Yeah, you have to be very selective with your words.
So we were travelling. Me and my best friend were travelling around Australia for about a month. And I was single at the time, so I was obviously enjoying just being single. And we stayed on Fraser Island, which is a beautiful island.
It's like a pirate.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. And we were all camping, so we all had like these tents next to each other. Obviously, tents aren't particularly soundproof. So I was having relations-ish with this French girl who didn't speak any English.
Oui, oui.
I, in my broken French, it turned out that during this time, it turned out that she was experiencing something which happens at a particular time of the month for females.
Right, okay.
Now, she was trying to communicate that to me in French. I didn't really understand, and I was trying to communicate back to her in French, which then ended up, the next morning,
oh no,
we were all sat around having breakfast and everyone was laughing at us. And it turned out that in our drunken state, basically what was happening was that the whole campsite could just hear me trying to relay in French what time of the month was. So I was just saying lundi, mardi, mercredi, which are the days that I know in French, and then just trying to say like month in a French accent. So yeah, It wasn't a good time.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good time.
That's a good story though.
But yeah,
great story.
Yeah,
you still in touch with the French lady?
Don't even remember her name. Sorry,
in passing.
Yeah, in passing. Yeah, but I'm sure she's doing well, and I hope she's doing well.
Yeah. And, can you speak any better French now? Or?
Well, the weird thing is that I should be able to speak French because I used to live in Mauritius.
Oh wow! Yeah.
But I was a bit drunk, and the moment
it's okay,
it
mate.
Was.
Look, you have to justify. It all happened. It's fine. It happens to the best of us.
Well, there we go. That's done.
Great story.
We both answered it.
Yep.
So well done. No forfeit.
Well done, everyone.
Do you remember the game from last week? The one that actually worked, not the one that was horrible?
Yes.
We're going to play that now.
Okay.
After the break.
VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.
Okay, so you do remember how it was played. Last time was an absolute disaster with the second game, but this is very simple.
Yep, the clubs.
On the count of three, we name clubs.
And you got a player to connect
them. We've just got a player to connect them. We'll do, because it's just me and you, we'll do first to five.
Yeah. Nice. It's quite a quick game. So.
Quite a quick game.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
You ready?
Any club?
Any club.
Anywhere.
Any club. And you know what? It's fine. If it's a niche one, there might be a player.
Might be. All right. Yeah. I'm just kind of thinking, I need to help myself as well. All right, okay.
Three, two, one.
Boca Everton. Juniors. Funes Mori? I think he was a Boca.
Funes Mori? That's going to have to go to VAR.
Yeah, you have to go VAR on that one. I don't think he played for Boca, though.
That's going to have to go to VAR.
I don't think he played at Boca. But there's another one. I swear there's a Boca one that played for Everton.
He played for River Plate.
Oh,
but he also
no.
didn't. Oh, this is a must
be Funes Mori.
Apparently, he didn't play for Everton.
The centre back.
Yeah. No, I know who you talk. I do know who you're talking about. I do know who you're
but
talking about.
But didn't he have a brother? I swear he had a brother, didn't he?
Ramiro Funes Mori, I think, played for Everton.
Yeah.
And he also played for River Plate. That's not bad.
Do I lose that round then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
sure. 1-0. Yeah.
First.
Sure.
Just to make it. Yeah.
Just for the ease of the game. For the speed of the game.
I'll concede that because I've given a wrong answer.
I wonder if there is any player.
There is. I'm sure there's a midfielder. It's a midfielder, yeah. I swear.
Like Alan or something. But anyway, they were...
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
1-0
to me. Okay, next one.
3-2-1.
Bayern Munich.
Couldn't think of a club again. What's wrong with me? I was going to go for Everton again, and then all I could think of is China. And I know that's not a football club. Do apologise. I'm keeping that in, though. But we'll just go straight away. Okay. Let me think of a club. Let me think of a club. 3-2-1.
PSG.
Brentford,
PSG.
There can't be many, can there? There just can't be many. Right, we've got to think of top clubs. We'll concede.
All right, just top clubs.
Yeah, we'll do well known clubs.
All right,
three.
Well, Brentford's quite.
Yeah, no, but
PSG was a bit of a tough one. All right,
3-2-1.
Spurs. Brighton. Van Dijk.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Although technically hasn't played a game for Spurs yet.
No, he's there.
Okay, so
everything
club. Okay, cool.
Okay, fine. Three.
Played that into my own.
Two. One.
Real Crystal Madrid. Palace.
Oh,
Faubert.
Who?
Julian Faubert? Did he play at Palace? No, he didn't.
I take that back. No, you can't just take it back.
I'll take it back.
Crystal Palace and Real Madrid. There must be one. Adebayor.
Yeah, nice.
Oh,
nice.
That's...
Can we just double check Faubert, though? Because I'm...
Julian Faubert.
I swear he had a stint at Palace. I could be miles off it. He was at West Ham, wasn't he? He wasn't at Palace.
He was at West Ham.
He wasn't.
By
at
the way, that Adebayor shout.
Yeah, it's a great
excellent.
Shout. Great shout.
No, he wasn't at Crystal Palace, unfortunately.
Flip.
Right, 2-1 to me.
To you. Okay. Flip, man.
3-2-1. Inter
Everton.
Milan. Oh, there's got to be.
Inter Milan, Everton.
There has to be. There just has to be.
Lukaku. Come on, 2-0. Let's go, baby. Come on.
That was good. Yeah. I know where you put that from.
Yeah.
3-2-1.
AC Milan. Kaká. Ronaldinho.
Oh, any... No, Kaká.
Ronaldinho, I repent for my sins.
So, Ronaldinho. You want me to let you off on that?
Yeah, please, Ronaldinho. Kaká was just like...
It's against the rules of the game, but I'll let
Ronaldinho,
you
Ronaldinho.
3-2.
Okay. Wait, sorry. Just quickly. I want to just venture around the world a little bit. I want to go to... Okay, I'm going to go to this place now.
Okay. 3-2-1.
Dortmund.
Kolasinac?
I don't think he ever played for Dortmund. He played for Schalke. Oh, Dortmund, Arsenal. Come on, bro. Like, there's so
Aubameyang.
Many... I hate that I let you in that.
Right.
Why did that take so long? It's a great game, though. 3-0. Okay.
Where am I going to go next? Okay, I know where I'm going.
All right, ready?
Three, two, one. Marseille. What the hell?
That is insane,
that's
by the way. That's actually insane. But
I'm clipping that up.
Yeah, who's won?
Who's
won
Marseille?
Just Marseille.
Who's up there?
Gignac?
Oh, we're talking to the player who's
it has to be one,
played.
Yeah, because, yeah, I think when you say the same club, it has to be like a one club man. So, like, Man United would be Gary Neville, for example.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is a one club. I can't name a one club man.
We don't have time to think of that.
Yeah, right. Let's skip.
Yeah, skip.
All right. Where am I going to go next?
That was good, though.
That was good.
I know where I'm going
next. Oh, okay. I've got a good one. Okay.
3-2-1.
Ajax.
Sporting Lisbon. Oh, there has to be loads
Sporting
of players.
Lisbon, Ajax. The striker. Dolberg. Is it Dolberg?
It could be.
It's definitely a striker. I'm going to lock in Dolberg.
Are you going to lock in Dolberg? Right. We'll VAR Dolberg. If Dolberg's wrong, though.
No, it's wrong.
Kasper Dolberg.
I think it's wrong.
He plays for Ajax now. He never played for Sevilla and Nice. 4-3 to me. Right.
That's terrible, man.
Three, two, one.
Leeds.
There has to be.
Yeah,
Leeds and Ipswich though. Leeds and Ipswich.
Got to get in your bag for this one. Leeds, Ipswich. There's going to be so many. I don't know. One person's listening to this and going, screaming a name. Leeds, Ipswich, Leeds. I'm trying to think of the Championship days when they would have had some crossover.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking like your Jermaine Beckford type of players. Mm.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking of Luciano Becchio, but he never did.
Ipswich.
Ipswich, Leeds.
It's easier to think of Ipswich players, I think, than to think of Leeds players.
Should we concede?
Yeah, we could concede.
Otherwise we'll be here.
I'm going to go Beckford.
All right.
I'm going to go Beckford.
I'll go Becchio then.
And if I lose Beckford, then it's 4-4.
Okay, all right.
We're on the last one. Beckford ever play for Ipswich?
He didn't, did he?
No.
Of course he didn't. Right, okay. Let me lock in. Last team. Let's go for...
I need the win here.
All right.
Oh, I know what I'm going
ready?
For then.
Yeah, I've got
3, 2, 1.
Birmingham. City,
Joe Hart. Yeah.
That's such a cop-out.
Yeah.
Well done, Brighton. Brighton Man City. Who would have been... Brighton, Man City.
I don't know if there's any.
No, there will be. 100% we've bought someone off you. Like, even recently.
Yeah.
There would have been someone. Anyway, yeah.
To round out the show, I'm going to give you one very quickly.
Go on.
I think half and half scarves are all right.
Really? I think
for the right audience, if you've got a game, let's say, for example, you are a Brighton, right? If you're a Brighton fan and you get into Europe,
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure you had games against, like, was it Ajax or Inter Milan or something like that?
Marseille, Ajax.
Ajax and Marseille. If you're a Brighton fan and you come up against an AC Milan, I think it's fine to get a little momentum of that game. And I think a half and half scarf can look quite nice in certain circumstances. Do I think it should be wore in the Premier League games? Absolutely not.
What's the difference?
Let's be frank, right? Mm. I support City. Mm. In France, I always look out for Marseille. I want them to do well. In Italy, I always look out for Bologna. Now I look out for Inter Milan because Stones is there. In Holland, I always look out for Feyenoord. There are just certain clubs that you like.
Mm.
So I think that's fine. In the Premier League, you can't really have that because you play each other twice a season and the fans never like each other. Every time you go to the ground, they're all singing shit about you. You're singing shit about them. So you can't really like each other. You can't really build a connection.
My thing is, there's better momentum. Like, there's better mementos, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Merchandise that you can, I think, that can do the same job.
Like what?
A picture.
Yeah, you could get a
match ticket. I know we don't have those anymore because it's all digital now, but I don't know if they're still doing physical tickets. Yeah. Get a ticket. Like, I just, for me, I don't know, it just seems so unserious. VAR, are you serious?
Yeah,
I feel like it's very unserious. I just feel like having another club, like it's like you've merged. Do you know what I mean? It's like that connection. It's like that meme when they're like shaking hands. I just don't get it. You're two separate clubs. Why have you got the same scarf?
You think football should be about hatred and loathing and violence?
Yeah, mate. No. Obviously, I don't condone those things. But I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. There's other ways I think you can show that. Getting that same feeling of, oh, yeah, look, this is what I got from the game.
For what it's worth, I would never get one. But I think if you're a kid... Or if, for example, you've spent £2,000 and you've saved up and you've come over from India to watch...
But then you've got to spend another 30 quid on the scarf.
To watch your beloved club and you want a memento of the one game that you'll be able to get to in your life, fine. I think fair enough.
I don't hate it, but I'm not a fan.
That's so fair. Maz, thank you very much.
No, thank you, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure.
What did you think?
Great.
Cecil's better, though, isn't he? Brings a bit more energy, but that's all right.
Mate, you've done a cracking job,
B+.
Mate. I'd give you a solid B+.
B+, I'll take a B+.
Well done, mate.
We'll probably see you next week because it's absolutely class having you in, to be honest.
Oh, thanks, mate. No, it's a pleasure, mate. If he's not about, I'll slot in.
No, Cecil will be here.
Okay.
Cecil will be here, everyone. Don't worry. Cecil will be here. But we can get a little third man run coming from Maz next week.
I'm here, man.
See you later, everyone.
In a bit.
Oh, didn't like that. I'll have to edit that. What do I even say? How does one end a show, by the way?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. That's the one. Thank you for listening. Join me and Cecil next week. Maz might be here as well.
Maybe.
So something to look forward to. Bye-bye, guys. VAR, you serious? With Cecil G. Thomas.